Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it.
Hello and welcome back, everyone, to another episode of That Gaming Podcast. Ben, how you doing, sir?
I've got that cough, but you're not going to know about it because through the magic of editing, it will disappear.
No, that's right. I know. We'll see. We'll see how
we'll see how it goes.
How it goes out. You're doing well.
I'm loving these Ricola. They're saving my life right now.
Oh, the cough drops. That's what you're. That's right. That's what you're going
The Ricolas.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure if you cough, it's okay. People get it. You're fine.
But I'm doing great. Otherwise,
great.
I got my energy. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fabulous. Fantastic.
Awesome.
Great. Onis. Perfect. Okay, that's all I got.
digging off of that God of War Ragnarok news, we got a date.
Yes, that looked was November 9th. Yeah, mm-hmm. That looked pretty good. I was like, you got finished the 2018 now, by the way. You got finished.
Yeah, that's the first thing I told you on chat. I was like, here we go again. Yeah. I got to finish Horizon 1 before Horizon 2 comes out. I had to finish God of War 1 before God of War 2 comes out.
And you have to finish it soon enough so where you don't get sick of the plot going into the new game. Because it's going to be like Horizon all over again, like you said. And there goes my alarm for some reason. I don't know why, but that was the alarm.
That's all right. Let's keep going.
Perfect. But like always, I'll dive right into it since Ben is hosting today with his game he's going to talk about. As always, leave us a review on your podcast platform. It helps us. Leave a comment. We want to hear from you. If you have a suggestion, let us know. If you have a longer suggestion, we have an email. It's called askthatgamepodcast@gmail.com. Ben is pretty good at observing that email very well and looking for emails. If you have a question or you want to let him know about a particular game, just send it in and he will make sure to that's in the next show. So there's that.
I will.
There you go. You see, you heard from the man himself. and then we also have Facebook. Facebook is a pretty new thing to us there. It's growing as it should be in a good way. And since we can't publish our podcast anymore directly, we do post our links to our podcast episodes. So if you're a Facebook user and you're here, thank you for returning. We'll continue to do that. We also post any news that we find interesting or exciting, like Ben did with the rabbits news with Mario coming out. We didn't do God of War, I just realized, but that's okay. You told me to, and I forgot.
That's all right. We'll get it up there. The people have seen on the
internet. The people have seen it by now. Yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah. It's all over the place.
It's an opportunity for you when we post things like that is to leave a comment. Tell us what you think about it. That way we can talk with you and get to know you.
Yeah. It's our
We'd like to board.
Leave us a comment there. We're posting also gaming videos there. We have a few products coming that way. So keep an eye on that. And like always, if we're not going to do an episode and you're like, hey, you guys are not on today, we'll post a comment there saying, hey, we're skipping, you know, for today for these reasons, or see you next week. But without further delay, Ben's going to take us to a galaxy far, 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 far away with some Lego involved, though. So Ben, take it away, please. Take it away.
Yeah. So Lego Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga is the ninth game. Anyway, it's one of many games. I went and looked their Wikipedia page up. They made the first Star Wars, Lego Star Wars game back in 2005.
Really? Wow.
And this one has now come out in 2022. So, long time coming. This is the ultimate version of this franchise. It has all nine of the Skywalker saga films. Oof. So the prequel trilogy, 1, 2, 3, the original trilogy, 4, 5, and 6, and the sequel trilogy, 7, 8, and 9. Previously, they only did Force Awakens.
Okay.
So the newest games, the newest movies to be made into Lego games are Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker. Those are brand new in this set. Everything else was made before, but low res, standard definition on the Wii, on the Xbox 360, all those older systems. So it all gets an update, all gets a fresh remake for this current systems. And Kylo Ren says,
I'm immune to the light.
We already heard that one.
The light again. I don't think he likes as much because, at least what I saw, the cover of that game has Vader on it. So he's like, he's a little bit, you know, he feels a little bit, you know, left out, like, right now. Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of like, I'll never be as good as my grandfather.
My grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's kind of where this game falls in the whole scheme of things. And it really sets out to be, you can play the movie. So each movie you can play, it's set up that way. When you boot up the game, it shows you this big, all these big, I don't know, what do you call it? A big sprawling
field?
I'm trying to think of the term. It's not a menagerie, but it's like a, it's like a painting where you have like 20, 35 characters. And it's a big collage. That's what I was trying to say. Ooh. It's a collage of all these characters and they're all Lego minifigures. Mm-hmm. But they're characters from the films. And you've got prequels, originals, and sequel characters all in this big collection. And at the top of the pile, so to speak, is Rey with her gold lightsaber. And she's swinging it around. And she's the center of the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. The sequel films.
Of course, she's the last Jedi, last Skywalker, all of that. And it starts up and you hear her voice. And she says, I'm just trying to help somebody help me find my place in all this. The famous line from the sequel films. And so every time you boot it up, you hear it and you hear the Star Wars theme. And it just gives you this warm, fuzzy feeling of like, I get to go back into the Star Wars universe. What adventures am I going to go on in the Star Wars universe? Who am I going to go with today? What fun characters am I going to be? And every time I boot up this game, I get that same feeling I get when I watch like A New Hope again. It's just something, it's like comfort food for me. It's just something comforting about Star Wars. It's just the grand John Williams score comes in, and that just, I love John Williams. His music is iconic and amazing. And just, yeah, it's just great. It's great. This game is awesome. It is a 10 out of 10. It is great. Everybody should play it. Even if you don't think you like Lego games, maybe you don't like the humor in the Lego games. Maybe you think they're for kids and they're too easy. Mm-hmm. No, none of that is true here. Play it. You'll have a lot of fun. It's just fun. If you just want to have a simple, good, fun time, this game is for you. The humor is there and it is kind of like little kid humor and kind of stupid at times. But if you go in with an open mind like I did, you actually have a good time. There are some funny gags and there's some funny moments. And I wrote a bunch of them down because I knew I would forget them the second I got on the mics here. So I was just going to go through that.
Before you do that, I was going to say one I liked very quickly because you sent me a clip. You might bring it up. But you sent me a clip that we're going to put together and make a project on. I like I don't know why I'm wearing a Stormtrooper shirt, by the way. I like the Stormtroopers in the jacuzzi situation.
Yeah.
I kind of smiled when I saw that. I'll leave it at that, but go into your thing.
That's in A New Hope. So I'll just explain. When you boot up the game and you have that whole montage and everything, that's where I was going with that, is that then it tells you which trilogy would you like to play.
Nice.
Would you like to play the prequels, the originals, or the sequels? And it gives you the option to pick either episode 1, episode 4, or episode 7. You can start wherever you want. So Hannah and I were going to play together. That was originally our plan. And I don't have a second DualSense, so in order to do that, I had to download the PS4 version, which you get if you buy the PS5 version. You get the PS4 version too. So that's fine. I can do that. No extra cost. Downloaded the game. And we played the prequels. So let's start from the beginning. Let's do 1 through 9. So we started there and we're playing that together a little bit. And then I saw that Lego Harry Potter was $4. So she was like, you got to buy that. And so now we just play that pretty much together. And we moved away from playing the Lego one. So I did play a little bit of episode 1. And it's great. It's fun. It's not what I'm nostalgic for. I'm nostalgic for the originals. I was born in 88. I'm a 90s kid. I saw A New Hope on TV. I saw the scenes between R2-D2 and the Jawas, and there are no humans in the scenes. There was no people talking. There were no words. It was a bunch of noises and beeps and boops, and it was on TV. My dad was flipping channels, and I saw it, and I was like, what the heck is that? So I ran down into the basement because my dad is not a Star Wars person. He does not like fantasy. He likes reality. He'd rather watch Ice Road Truckers than he would watch that. And no offense to anybody who likes but yeah, that's just him. And that's just not me. So I ran downstairs and I turned it on and I watched R2 get electrocuted by the Jawas and I was like hooked. I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. So that's to me, that's the original trilogy. So I said to Hannah, since we're not playing this together anymore and I really want to play this, I'm going to play this on my own on the PS5. I'm going to hook it up to the 4K TV and I'm going to get the full 4K experience, and I'm going to play the original. So I started playing episode 4, and I've completed episode 4. I've completed episode 5. I just started 6. And so that's where I'm at in the game. So you kind of got an idea for that. I have not done a whole lot of the free play parts where you can play as Rey in Naboo in the prequels. She's not in the prequels, but you can do that if you really want to. That's free play. That's unlocked after you complete the story. So you play through the episode 4, you complete episode 4. Now you have free play. You can play with any character. You can fly any ship. You can do anything you want. And the goal there is to go back and try to get all the collectibles and collect the most studs, which is the money in the game. Collect the most money in that area. You have like three tiers to that. You have like a gold, silver, bronze for collecting studs.
Okay.
And so if you collect enough studs in the level, you'll get true Jedi rank. So that's what I try to do as I go through. I kind of ignore the other collectibles and stuff because it would take me hours to play. And I just want to get through the story. I could. I'll probably go back and do it over time. But yeah, that. So that's where I'm at. And that's kind of where the context of all this, the rest of the stuff I'm going to talk about fits in.
Quick question. Because I don't know about this and listeners might be wondering. So is the co-op, is it split screen? Is it the one screen together? Is it the only couch co-op you can do? Can you go online as well with people and co-op?
There's couch co-op. There's online co-op. It is split screen with the couch.
Yeah.
There's a vertical split screen.
Okay.
So if you got a big TV, whoever you're playing with basically going to get their own TV.
Yeah, that sounds like.
You're looking at the same one. It's solid. It works great. Me and Hannah playing together, it was fine. I would get a little bit of a headache sometimes because like if she was doing something over there that was really hectic, I might be seeing it while I'm trying to look at my character and I'd just be like, your brain starts to be like too much to process. I can't. So for me personally, it's not my favorite way to play, but you can do it. If you have a younger one in the house that likes Star Wars too, you can definitely play this with your kids, with your cousins, with, you know, whatever. And then the online co-op, you and I haven't tried. You don't have the game. So, and I don't have any other friends who play it. So.
I have the Harry Potter game, and we should definitely get a Lego Batman when it's on sale. We should co-op on that.
Yeah. Yeah, those older ones, I don't know how they're set up, if the online's good or not. But it's fine. Coach Cop co-op is fine. I like playing it solo. I like having the full screen. I like being able to see what I'm doing. It's a game where you're running around and you're breaking stuff. If you want to get all the studs in a level, you're going to have to beat up a bunch of plants and a bunch of boxes and shoot chandeliers off the ceiling and just dumb stuff like that. And they break apart into those little studs, little circle pieces that bounce around. And you run around and pick them up. And that's how you collect them. You'll collect like 2 million after playing a couple movies, finishing like 2 movies. I have like over 2 million. So you're collecting them constantly all the time. it's not something you have to do. You could just play the story and ignore that, but it is a little achievement thing there. I do have five things on my list, so we are going to hit a little break here. We've got a, I don't want to say ad. What do I want to say?
Collaboration.
Yeah, a little collaboration with another podcast. We're going to play a clip for you, and we'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Silas, and I'm one of the hosts on Uploading Podcast. On my show, we talk about tech and gaming news stories that you probably wouldn't hear about on other podcasts. Japanese data center company starts eel farming side business. We'll also chip in our own quirky opinions.
One character and one card and 90 rubies for 39.99 euros.
A Japanese gaming furniture brand, Bahamut, launched its first gaming bed. Who wants to stay in bed and game?
Search for Uploading Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Or follow at Uploading Pod on Twitter. Thank you, and now I'm very sorry for interrupting. Have fun with the rest of your show.
All right, and we're back at the show. So I will run down my 5 points here for the rest of the show, and I will keep on topic.
I'm
and
sorry.
Not ramble so much. I love Star Wars. I'm sorry. It's so fun to ramble. Number one is humor. Number two is story.
Okay.
Number three is controls.
Okay.
Four is the skill tree. And five is just general length of play session. I just talking about when you sit down to play this game, what can you expect? How long do you need to play it?
Once you get to something out of it. Once you get to point three, I have a question for point three. Once you get there for controls. Okay.
So number one for humor, I'm just going to touch on some of these funny things. Like you mentioned something already, some funny stuff when you're in the ambassadorship at the very beginning of the episode four, where Vader has come onto the ship and he's looking for the plans to the stolen plans of the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
And he's interrogating everybody. There are espresso machines around the ship that are like shooting out coffee. I don't know why. It's just silly and dumb. And you go around and you shoot different espresso machines and they turn into studs and you blow them up and collect
That's hilarious.
Studs.
Okay.
It's just stupid. It's hilarious. And then later on when you get the scenes with Luke and old Obi-Wan, mm-hmm. and Luke is like, "You fought in the Clone Wars?" And that's a line from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And normally Obi-Wan just says something dry and boring. They show a picture on the wall and it's him and Anakin and a bunch of clone troopers and they're all like holding arms and like buddies and smiling and stuff. Like, we're in the war together. It's just silly and stupid.
Very Lego.
It's very Lego. It's very silly. There's one part where Han Solo is daydreaming about Princess Leia. He tells him, like, "We got to go find this princess." And he's like, "Princess?" And he kind of like looks up and daydreams. And it's Princess Leia, and she's laying on like a pile of money because, you know, he's obsessed with money in the movie. He just wants to get paid.
Nice.
So he's not daydreaming about her like, "Ooh, I might fall in love with her." He's daydreaming about her like she's got a pile of cash for me to.
Yeah.
it's just funny. There was a really cool part where this wasn't really funny. It was just cool where like when Vader strikes down Obi-Wan, you know, Obi-Wan kind of just
disappears.
Let's go.
Yeah.
He disappears. His brick body inside like the cape and stuff, like boop, it just like popped. And then the cape kind of falls down. It was kind of funny. It was
okay.
Cool.
That's a cool effect, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really well done. Yeah. And then I got to Empire Strikes Back and he's on Hoth and the snow planet.
Oh, yep.
And Luke chops off the, I think it's called the Wampa's arm, mm-hmm. which is like the Yeti kind of thing. It's that monster in the cave and his arm's missing in the movie, but it's Lego. So the Wampa just puts another arm back on because they're just plastic.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I like that.
The stormtroopers at one point, when Obi-Wan like powers down the shields and the stormtroopers in the movie say, What was that? What was that noise? And mm-hmm. one of them says, "Oh, I think it's another drill or whatever." And then it pans over to 3PO standing next to Obi-Wan. And he just has a power drill in his hand and it's like, just like vibrating. It's just like little kid humor. But I think it was
cute. It's very cute.
Yeah. It's like, come on. It's another drill. You got to hit on that. Like,
yeah.
if Family Guy and Robot Chicken makes fun of that part of the movie, you gotta hit on that.
Like, yeah, on. Yeah, you have to.
The part in Empire Strikes Back where Lando leads Han and Leia into a trap, and it's Darth Vader in like this big room that has like a table on it. I'm trying not to cough.
You're good.
Vader's there. Surprise, Vader's there to capture Han Solo.
Right.
And they make a joke about how they're like standing in front of a kitchen table or like a big long table, like a dinner table. And so it's like Darth Vader has like a dinner party for them. And he's like, we've been waiting for you or whatever. And then Boba Fett comes out of nowhere and he's just holding like a roast chicken. Like, hello, here's a chicken for you. Like let's dine together kind of.
Man, I got to check this out, man. This is really good.
It's stupid, but they're well done. They're really well done, guys. This is awesome. Like, you don't see them coming. They're totally random, but they're really good. They're really good. I did not get most of these in this little video we're gonna probably do, so mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but you just have to play the game.
You know, you just got
hard to catch because you don't see them coming. They just boom, they're there, and you're already crying, laughing, and it's too late to like
record. Save it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just wanted to enjoy the game, but yeah, those are some of the funny bits. But that's like humor is the number one thing. Like, I just think it's hilarious. It's great. The story obviously is great. It's Star Wars.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the films, please, I highly, highly recommend you watch them. Go back and watch. I made a mistake and I told a friend to watch episode one first. Don't do that. He was like, this is corny. What the heck is this Jabba or
Jar Jar Banks?
Jar Jar. Yeah. He's like, who is this Jar Jar person? I don't like this.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I shouldn't have told you to do that. Go to episode four. Watch A New Hope. It's the one that started it all, and then determine if you want to watch anything else.
Yeah.
But the story points here in the game are just, they hit like some of the main points. Like in A New Hope, they hit the point where, like I said, Darth Vader's come aboard the ship looking for Leia, looking for the plans. So you mm-hmm. play through that. Mm-hmm. Then they hit Luke at his homestead and him, Obi-Wan helping him out. He, that whole sequence where Obi-Wan scares away the sand people and protects Luke, that whole scene plays out. And then they go to the cantina together and they meet Han Solo and you play a little extended thing there. There's a lot of extended stuff because mm-hmm. there's things in the movie that aren't really game play elements. Like, you know, go find Han and then get on the Millennium Falcon. Like, that works great in a movie, but it'd be really boring in a game. You just walk from one place to another.
Right.
So in the game, they like the Millennium Falcon's still broken, needs some pieces put back on it. So you work to put things back together and put pieces on the Falcon, and then you can fly away. And so that's the gameplay part of it.
Make it more interesting. It sounds like than you doing the boring pieces. Basically, so it sounds like the stories are obviously based on the movies, but with some comedy obviously in it.
Yeah, there's comedy in it. But they do hit on the famous lines. They do hit on the famous scenes. In Empire Strikes Back, Han Solo is frozen in carbonite, but it's like a refrigerator, and they set it from fruit. There's a setting for fruit, vegetables, and Han Solo. You know, just stupid stuff like that.
Oh my god!
But they do freeze him, you know, and Vader does say this will. We'll test this out on him, mm-hmm. so then we can freeze Luke and take him to the Emperor. You know. So that's all in the movie. And then it just hits on the main points. It doesn't hit on every little thing. Like,
right.
you go for about four or five main story points in the movie, and then the movie's over. It only took me 3.5 hours to play each movie.
Oh, so, okay. It's pretty short, yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty short. They go pretty quick. Now, I'm not focused on every collectible, like I said. I am focused on collecting a ton of studs in every level. You could ignore the studs requirement and breeze through it probably in like 2 hours mm-hmm. and get it done really fast. But that was kind of boring for me. I wanted a little extra thing to do because you really do just follow a waypoint that takes you like, you're here, you need to get over here. And then you just walk there. But you can do stuff in between, but it's really not required a lot of the time. So, you know, you could breeze through it really fast if you wanted to, but I just don't know if that would be fun. If you're a type that's right. played a lot of these games and you're like, no, I like free play mode, then yeah, by all means, just breeze by all the other stuff. You can come back in free play mode and play as Jar Jar throughout the whole game if you want to.
I think Lord Vader is coming knocking on your yeah. doorstep. That was some thunder I heard.
Yeah, there was some pink lightning out there too. So, we'll go into the controls real quick. This is where you had a question.
Yes.
The controls, I would just say, are pretty simple. You can play them with a younger one. This game is meant to be played with for younger kids all the way up to adults. They have a cover mechanic for characters with a gun.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. It's like Gears of War. You snap behind something and you pop up. When you hit L2 to aim, you pop up and you can shoot guys. Mm-hmm. And then the character go back down under cover. Pretty basic, but it's nice. It's solid. It feels good when you play it. The aiming with a gun is great. Solid. It has a slight auto aim where you can get near a character, it'll snap into place, so it centers mm-hmm. you on the character. Mm-hmm. The gun doesn't have a lot of recoil. It's pretty simple. Really satisfying pew-pew sound, you know, like in Star Wars. Pew-pew-pew, yep, pew, yep, you know.
Yep.
Lando's gun feels a little different compared to Leia's rifle, which is a little more powerful. Han's gun sounds and looks and feels just like Han's gun. They do a lot of stuff that you'd expect
nice.
Out of Battlefront mm-hmm. in the Lego game. It's pretty incredible. It's pretty solid.
Dang.
It's not that level of graphic and realism,
right?
But it does feel that same sound and same feeling that you would expect these weapons, these iconic weapons, to have. There are melee characters like 3PO and R2. All characters have some sort of attacking ability with square. You just smash square and you'll hit people. You can do combos. You can hit square a couple times, then square X, then circle. You might kick people up into the air. You might punch mm-hmm. them. Eventually, you see their little health gauge go down and they die. And that's the game. It's run around, beat them up, and collect studs. That's what you're doing.
Very straightforward.
Very basic. But not boring. It's fun.
No.
It keeps your interest and you keep moving to the next area. If you love the movies, you're going to love it because you know what's coming next and you're excited to see, you know, how they fit a roast turkey into the whole Luke, I am your father, you know, or whatever it is. Yeah, so what's your question?
I was going to say, I'll dive in really quickly. Since you played both versions, the PS4 for a little bit and the PS5.
Yeah.
With the PS5 version, have you noticed, did they take advantage of the haptic feedback of the controller or not really?
They did not. It does not feel okay. Like sand or water or anything. It's not hyper detailed.
Oh, with shooting, nothing different like with the trigger when you shoot?
No, not really.
Like Horizon, not. You know? Okay, gotcha.
No, there's no resistance or anything okay. like that.
I was
not
just
that
curious.
I could tell.
Okay,
no.
That's okay.
It. I mean, the vibration in the DualSense is better than the DualShock, so
right.
It's not so like the controller vibrating super hard or anything. right. But there's none of that subtlety that's okay. in Astro Boy, Astrobot.
Astrobot, yeah. Okay.
For example.
And that's perfect. I was just curious because I know some people out there look for PS5 tiles only that have mm-hmm. that, so that was a suggestion. But thank you. I think
because it's multi-platform and it's on.
Yeah. That's why
PC and Switch and everything.
That makes a lot of sense.
I don't think they. And this game is well known to being a crunch game. They really crunched, made the team crunch and push really hard to get this game out. I don't like supporting that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Star Wars.
It's Star Wars.
Like Star Wars. I'm sorry.
You got to do what you got to do.
It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
I think those things should be corrected. But I don't think it's the consumer's responsibility to not pay for those things. I think those companies should do the right thing by their employees. I'm not responsible for that decision. So
You like Star Wars. That's what you like Star Wars.
Yeah, it is what it is. I like Star Wars. But that's the controls. Simple for a young kid, but there's some complexity in terms of the shooting, the lightsaber mechanics. You can throw a lightsaber. The lightsaber mechanics are great. There's fights between Luke and Darth Vader. And I was like, is this just going to be bashing people? No, they really keep it fresh and keep it mix it up a little bit. There are moments where Vader will come at you and you'll have a little, you got a mass circle real quick, and that thing you'll mass circle, and then you'll get out of that sequence.
Nice. Okay.
And you can hit him, and you can hit L2 to block. It's simple, but there's enough there that you feel like you're making conscious decisions. You're not just like bashing him, you know, I'll just slam square and I'll get through. You feel like you can play with it a little bit. It's not like, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a game that has complex controls. It's not like Horizon.
Horizon, yeah.
Or Elden Ring, even. It's not like that. It's still basic.
Or Last of Us, where things, yeah, that makes sense.
But it's not boring. You don't.
No.
All
no.
I'm doing is pressing square. This is, why am I doing this?
No.
There's a skill tree in the game. I have barely touched on this. I feel like this is something you would do after you've completed every movie in the saga. Mm-hmm. And you unlock free play for everything. That's probably where you're going to want to tap into this. You can go online. There's a lot of different people who've ranked this. I found one on GameSkinny, GameSkinny.com, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. They have a good listing here. There's different classes in the game. There are Jedis, Heroes, Scoundrels, Scavengers, Bounty Hunters.
That's villains. My people, bounty hunters. That's where I'm at.
Villains like Phasma, Grievous, variations of the troopers. You got your death troopers and all that.
Nice.
Dark side characters. I mean, Alex, your favorite. The bad boys.
Yes.
Vader, Maul, Kylo. There you go.
I can't say it. I was going to say you underestimated the power of the dark side.
That's correct. I'll go back and say Jedi are my favorite. They're the better ones. Let's just get this right.
They are Qui-Gon, the more
Luke, ethic. Obi-Wan, Rey.
Yeah, Rey's a scavenger. This is the first time you mentioned Qui-Gon, so now I'm like, yeah, you know, I kind of really like Qui-Gon. So yes,
you do like Qui-Gon. You've got astromech class, so R2 and BB-8. Mm-hmm. You've got protocol droids like C-3PO, human cyborg relations, and then you've got all of your basic stuff like speedy sprint, fast build, counter cash, extra health. Those are for everybody. You can unlock those for everybody. So you collect these things called Kyber bricks throughout the world. There are these blue bricks. You find them by doing little puzzles. Maybe you have to have two characters stand on these little panels on the ground, and then a chest opens and you get a Kyber brick or whatever. Just like these little, they're not mathematical quadratic equations. They're basic puzzles. They're not very difficult. But there's like 1,300 of them or some crazy number.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you collect those and you collect studs, obviously, like I said. And that's how you use those for cash. And you use that to buy these different power-ups and stuff.
Nice.
And you can go through the game and avoid all of this and just play through the story. But it's here if you want it, if you want extra depth, if you want things. Like, real quickly, just Jedi abilities. Mind Master increases range of Jedi mind tricks. So you don't have to get so close to people to do the Jedi mind tricks. That's some of the controls in the game. You press circle, and it gives you this little menu above their head, and you can take over the person. You can make them confused, and they'll just like run around, and or I think there's another one where you can make them like panic or something, and they like run away.
Okay, like fear them.
Yeah, like Obi-Wan does, and to the troopers, like, these are not the droids you're looking for.
Yeah.
But you can take people body over, and the camera will pan over and switch, and now you'll be playing as like a little Ugnaught, like one of those little pug creatures, or a stormtrooper who's really, you know, stormtroopers mm-hmm. are simple minded. You can confuse them, and you can walk around as them, and they kind of walk around like a zombie a little bit, and then you press circle and you jump out of their body. But that's just one example of a Jedi specific ability. All these other characters have a specific class, and they have abilities like Scavenger for Rey, Scoundrels for Han Solo, etc. And they have all these different. Each class has four perks, so four things that you can unlock. So it's not like an endless skill tree, but each one does have four little perks and abilities.
Perks to go with.
So if you're like Alex and you really like bounty hunters, you might want to upgrade your bounty hunters because you're going to play as them all the time. You're like me, I'm going to play as Jedi all the time. I like the lightsaber combat in the game. I don't particularly like the shooting. It's just not my favorite thing. It gets repetitive. Lightsaber's fun because you're just bashing stuff and flying around.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I'll upgrade my villains probably too, like Kylo Ren and stuff.
Vader.
Yeah, dark side and Jedi is probably what I would do.
Yeah.
So, but that's there if you want it. Like I said, and then lastly, the length of the play session. You can expect to play this for about an hour and play about half of a movie, and you can get pretty good enjoyment out of that. You probably see like two or three story beats, have little sections to play in between. And yeah, I like the game for that reason. I feel like I can play it in little chunks and I'm making progress, but I'm not like blazing through it, you know?
Right.
And I'm not like, I don't expect to ever get stuck in this game. I don't think you're going to have to worry about that. There's not a lot of opportunities for that because you have the free play mode that unlocks after you complete the story. It doesn't really get you stuck. You can just skip over something. Like, you might run into a puzzle that requires you to be a protocol droid class, and you don't have a protocol droid in your roster. Like, when you press one of the buttons on the D-pad, you can switch characters. Like, I might have Obi-Wan and R2 with me right now, which are a Jedi and an Astromech class, but I might have a Scoundrel and a Scavenger and whatever else in my little pool of characters that I can pick from for that level. But sometimes they place things in levels that you can only do in free play later, because in the story, you're not going to have a protocol droid. C-3PO wasn't in that part of the movie, so you can't use that character. But later in free play, you can use anybody. So they specifically put those puzzles there so that you skip over them and come back to them in free play later. So you never feel like I'm stuck, because you're going to have unlocked unlimited mode later on. I feel like I said that four times in a row, but sorry if I repeated myself. But that's kind of the gist of the game. Like I said, I've only played two of the movies. I'm going to try to play them all. And we'll see if I get into something deeper later with the free play or with the skill tree, and I want to come back on here and talk a little more about that. Or maybe you pick it up and we play co-op or something. I think it's 25% off right now, I think I saw out there. You can also get, like, I just Google searched it, and I think somebody was selling a Switch copy on Mercari for $5. I don't know if it had the game or just the case. I thought that was like way too cheap, but anyway, who knows? There's crazier things out there. But yeah, that's Lego Star Wars. I really love this game. I really love Star Wars. And pick it up. Alex, you got anything else before we go?
That's all I got. That's all I got. Pick it up, and we'll see you in a galaxy far, 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 far away.
May the Force be with you, everyone.
Good one.